Lord bless your hearts. I'm proud to be in the house of God. Hey, he's wonderful. Lord, we love you. I know how great thou art. You know, we love the American flag, but oh, how greater you are than the flag, Lord. That's just a mark. You're the creator of both flag and the land of Providence, Lord. And your great power flies over your people, Lord. You've got a flag of your own, the Holy Spirit, and the great comforter. Now touch each one in that audience, and they should be more loyal to you than anything on this earth. And take the hurts and the pains, and all of the things that overshadow their life, Lord, and push them aside. And let the power of the Lord come upon their life. And let the Lord's anointing be with them. And I command the demon powers. And I command the bondage to be lifted from them. Giving them comfort. Giving them rest. And giving them peace. In the Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty. Whoa, praise God. Bless your heart. Now, okay. Go ahead and be seated. Now, instead of this morning here, I'm here tonight. This is just a brief message to kind of wake people up. You know, for so much Pentecostal people, full gospel people, fundamental people, and all kinds of them, they're making all kinds of racket everywhere all over the country for all kinds of them. How many of them are really prepared? Now, that's what's going to count. Can you say amen? You know, you can talk, you can say this, you can say that, but how many are prepared? I'm going to talk on this just a little bit before we do something else here tonight. Now, prepared, readiness. Now, during the days of the worlds, it looks like a binge, a world of madness. Like they went off into a great binge and a Pied Piper and even into the youth and the way they're doing everything that they're doing and their sprees and what they're doing. What new thing they can think up in one day and what thing they can think up for the next day. How many are Christians, while all of this great cares of this life are going on, how many are Christians are prepared in such an hour as you think not? That's exactly right. If you ever get where the real Word of God is burning and the real Word of God is powerful, and it's just exactly as the Scriptures, and the anointing becomes a twin with the Word, and you can't tell one from the other, and it begins to operate, there you'll separate the false twin to the other one. Can you say amen? Oh, there's a real make-believer and believer. They're right there. And so, prepared and readiness. Are you a faithful witness? That's what it was in the book of Revelation. It said, and he's the faithful witness. That means that faithful witness right up until the end of the age, before you're called up in the translation, a faithful witness until the coming of the Lord. How many? How many of that faithful witness there? Behold, she, that's the church, the elect, she makes herself ready. Meaning, does not leave it all up to God. Does not just throw it up on God's hands completely. But there are certain parts that the church and certain parts they must do themselves, preparing their hearts in great faith, knowledge, wisdom, power, and witnessing and a great testimony and prayer and praise unto the living God. How many of you believe that? Now, if you're not scurrying around in your heart and making yourself ready for the bride, it said that was leaving time. That's the time to get out. According to all the signs, the packing should have already started because the train is coming around the corner. And these people ain't even packed yet, and the train's coming around the corner. They're not going to have time to get on God's train, and I don't know how they're going to get there. Otherwise, that's a great tribulation, some of them. But the train is going to be gone. God's going to take his people into heaven. Amen. Ready and prepared. Loyalty. Loyalty to Jesus, the great God, the Word. Now that loyalty to Jesus was the great God. How many of you are loyal? The Word. And he was made flesh and dwelt among us, and he was called the Word. faithful witness. See, faithful to that word right there. And then the Bible said this here to the word, be ye also ready. Now, be also, what did it mean? It didn't mean just be watching and praying, but it said, be ye also ready. That goes back to, are you prepared during this worldliness that's going on all over the world? They think God is billions of miles away, and they don't know he's already come and been down here before they got here, and he'll be here long after their ashes are upon the earth. How many of you know that? That's exactly right. Be prepared at all times. Be ye also ready. You have salvation. Be sure in your heart that you believe and you have salvation in your heart. Some people have salvation in the brain, the card. They got it somewhere else. They got it in their thoughts. They'll work it out somehow. They'll do this, they'll do that. But make sure and repent, therefore, and make sure in your heart where you stand with God each day, each time, because we're to watch for the Lord, not next month, next year. We're to watch for the Lord daily now, because there's too many signs, and they're all around us, so that gives us the privilege to say, the Lord, when will the Lord come? Anytime, anytime. He can come anytime he wants to come. We're getting that close that you can say that, coming at any time there. Jesus said it was so close, he just looked upon the fields. He says, white as harvest. He said, look, and not yet 4 months. Look out there, you see. That's how close it was there, and so forth. Full of the oil, the power of his word, ready to work miracles, ready to believe God, ready to show the unbeliever a witness to him. Those with an open heart, heal and work a miracle. That's right, oil and witnessing. Faith! Cast not away, therefore, your faith, for it is going to bring you a recompense, reward, a great reward. Without faith, it is impossible to please the Holy Spirit, the Word, the Son, and all of them together, God, Lord Jesus. It's impossible to please God or any of his attributes or sevenfold aspects of the Spirit without faith. You must have faith in your heart. He is a super God. How many of you believe that? He will do anything. There is no limit. You know, I was preaching. Why in the world? All things are possible. A lot of people never reach that stage. Well, for one thing, just to let you know that there's no limit with God. If you want to reach on out and reach on out, it did show you can go a long ways with the Lord. Faith. Now, that's telling others of his soon return. If you got enough faith in your heart, you're going to tell somebody, did you know it's time to come to the Lord? Did you know by the signs? I got faith in my heart. I believe Jesus' return is soon, and he can come at any time. Are you prepared? And he's on his way. Faith and soon return. Be ye a holy example. Be an example to how the Word teaches it. A holiness people, a people that believe and separate from the world. They separate themselves from many of the things the world's out there doing today. Be you holy to God. It means more than just an appearance outward or appearance inwardly or whatever it is. It means holy means before God. You are vile yourself. But God, a holy God, you must come to him cleansing your heart of the least little thing. Things that are not even sins. Things that may be legal to do. You may have done too much of it. You may have done a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And the holiness, and get down to where that you clean that vessel and reach out to God. You haven't said anything wrong against anybody, see. You haven't got on to anybody unwisely. And make sure that you've got that when you step before him with that great faith in him. That's coming at the end of the age, these things. And tonight, I just wanted to read, are you prepared? In this world of dizziness, the world of madness, the world is going around. Yeah, the world's going around like the world, isn't it? And they don't even know it. They're going around in a mad circle. God had the world going in a, it's kind of turning on its axis, and the world's, they don't know where they're going next. Some people don't know what's going to happen next. It's been the we've never seen a political race with three in it like that before. They can wind up in three different ways or any other way you want to, or any time after that election, anything can happen. Well, watch what I told you. Just watch. The world don't know which way it's going. And the people are perplexed. They're not restful. They're unrestful. They don't have confidence. They don't know the straight direction. They have no guide, saith the Lord. How can they know where they're going? Thank you, Lord. That's right. You know who the guide is? The Holy Spirit's your guide. And he came in Jesus' name, and he will guide you in there and for all that. Now, how many of you are preparing? On this night tonight, how many of you are preparing for the change? You're preparing for the translation. Behold, she made herself ready. Be ye also ready. Be watchful and prayerful, but also prepare. And not just watch and pray, but know that you're ready. Prepared and readiness in an hour that we live in, where people can probably spend 10 hours watching TV and maybe see God 2 minutes on the weekend or 30. You never know. They can be doing something 25, 30 hours and never even think about God. Your heart. He said wherever your heart there, that's where your treasure was going to be. And if your heart is stayed upon the Lord, and no matter what, and your heart is there, wherever your heart is planted, and you plant it in your heart that you're going to be with Jesus, and you keep that in your heart, there's going to be your treasure. What is in your heart? How many can say that? Today, pitiful, even among all the so-called the Laodicean Pentecostals, the fundamentals of Baptist, the real conservatives, and all of that today, every one of them falls short, but it was prophesied, it was predicted, that that would be one of the signs that the few God would call, they would come together and do exactly as this message is right here, and they would believe it in their heart. Their heart is placed in the heavenly city. It is placed in the Lord Jesus. It is placed in eternal life that never runs out. Life eternal. How many of you can say? If Jesus, you know, tonight, the people, and that's seats empty, some of y'all, we don't know where they're going. What if he did tonight call? What if he did? And then translation took place. How many not only that way, but around the world would be ready? The readiness is not here yet. You can tell it by slackness. And the Lord said, my hand is not slack, but the people are slack. And you can look around, you can see what's happening here and there and all the signs fulfilling, but yet it seems like the people, you have to take a steamroller to get them where that they should be. But God, while those that are really wise are preparing themselves and getting ready and their heart is in heaven set on treasure, the Lord himself is doing a work that no one sees. It said at night, while men sleep, he's working in the Holy Spirit. And they did not understand when they woke up what had happened, that God had done. That's what's going on now. You say, you know, sometimes it looks like, you know, God's not, nothing happened out there. Look at all the world, look what's happening. Don't you worry. He's got another one ready, another one ready, another one ready, another one ready, and another ready. One ready here, one will be taken, one will be left. He is getting them ready, and that's where we're at today. So, prepared and ready. How many, according to the revelation of the living God, are ready to enter into the sevenfold aspect of that Holy Spirit in Revelation 4, where those lamps of fire, where the voices was at, where the lightnings was at, where the thunder was at, where the cherubims was at, where the rainbow was at, where one sat as a super, super God, and it was sitting there. How many is readiness? How many is prepared to see such a sight? Isaiah was caught off guard, and he was a prophet at that time. It just about shook him all to pieces. And all of a sudden, he was caught up before the throne. Such a throne. He had never seen such a sight. Everything in movement. Everything was making harmony. Everything was like a symphony. Everything was working, and it just seemed like each knew what to do. Every one of them was in unison. It was all in unison, and such unity until he felt like that he shouldn't even be part of the party up there and repented before God, Isaiah the prophet. How many people are going to get caught off guard, and all of a sudden they'll miss the great translation, and then later they'll be caught up before another throne, and they'll be caught off guard. This one is stark white. The books are in front of it, and it has some kind of ominous feeling. Everything for miles fled from it in one set. Now that's the one, if you're not prepared, that you'll be standing there. And how will those that openly crucified Christ again as those did on the cross, where will those people stand that crucified Christ and have to walk up to him one by one? Yea, it will come, saith the Lord. Ye, your own eyes will see it, and your own ears will hear the report thereof. He's talking to everyone in that seat out there. No matter which way you go or what happens, translation dead, wherever you go, you're going to get to witness what's going to take place there, because he's going to call them up. He's going to call all the dead up then from the sea or wherever they're at. Are you prepared? Are you ready? Are you ready to go? You know, tonight, I come over here to do a certain thing. And not knowing it, this would have probably been somewhere, maybe sometimes, and it broke off in a great revelation message too, you know. But we preached so much, he told me, of the coming of the Lord and the future that, you know, sometimes people, if you preach it too much, they take it for granted. So our messages are mixed up. But we're at the end of the age now in such a way that there's such an urgency that to tell about the coming of the Lord each day for a witness, that is just wonderful. Amen. Now, sermons change because you change because new people are listening to it even to find Christ and about salvation, about healing, and about the Holy Spirit and so forth like that. But I thought to myself, let's go over and talk a few minutes. I have some unfinished business with some people that I have to pray for. And all of a sudden I said, get a pencil real fast while I get one here. And the Holy Spirit, I know there's more of it to this. He went down, and I wrote, prepared and readiness in the world that we're living in now. And then I told him to write. And the Lord kind of, I wouldn't know if it would be infallible, every word be right, because, you know, when it passes through our language, the mind of the Holy Spirit, the word, but the meaning is there. Every meaning probably is about as close as you wanted to get it to a human from God. And each one of those were notated down one by one real fast in just a few minutes now. In just a few minutes and brought over here, and I had to preach from that. And this message came from God. And he's telling you, I'm not telling you anything. He just got through telling you how many of you prepared for just what you heard him say. He is the Almighty. How many of you say praise the Lord? That's right. He is getting things ready. So be prepared, for in an hour, ye think not, something is going to throw them clear off where they don't even think about it. The Lord's coming, and he's coming soon. And in the 90s, momentum is going to pick up. Already we see things occurring. Shadows of prophecy are breaking forth everywhere. They're coming. More biblical prophecy is breaking forth. Things are happening. As I know the Bible, the lukewarm will get more lukewarm and colder. And those that are worldly or more worldly out there get more like that. Those that are semi-word will get more semi-word and pretty soon have no word. But those that are reaching out for more power will get more power. Those that want more of God will get more of God. I believe that with all of my heart. And if you believe it in your heart and you believe that God's going to take you away from here, and your treasure in your heart believes, like I said, where your treasure is, there is where you're going to be. I want you to stand to your feet tonight. Oh, how great and how wonderful the Lord is. Many things of the future. Many things we're headed out here. Now, tonight, I am headed for the veil. I didn't know that message was coming. And I was headed for the veil. And that seems like you, I thought we had caught up with. In fact, I told them to phone some people if they weren't there to be here. And I would pray for them. That every time we prayed for the sick in the veil, their car broke down or they were sick. Something happens, you know. And I told them, go send for them. We'll pray for them. They hadn't got prayed for yet. Then we find out we got two or three more on the audience that hadn't been prayed for. And I believe, and you had a woman, they had a car breakdown one time and they couldn't get here, Carlton's, I believe. She had a foot was out just about like this, and all she could ever do was ask for prayer. She come across the platform. She prayed and she prayed and she prayed because she never could get the veil. They had no car out there at that time. And she prayed and prayed. You know what? The more she prayed, we prayed and she prayed. I was surprised one day she came by over here. I wasn't exactly to see her. I hadn't seen her in so long time. And she's just jumping all over the place out there. The thing had already before she got over there, God had already done her work. I'd say that's great. And I don't know whether they could get a hold of them here tonight because they've been coming regular and had car trouble the other night. But I'll tell you one thing, for somebody her age, way over the 80s, way up in there, I'll tell you, that's okay, isn't it? Now, they picked out some that said they didn't get prayed for. I'm not going to spend as much time as I did before. That took just about my life out of me. I stood there to really concrete it. I'm going to pray short, brief prayers this time. Because last time I prayed for so long a time there. And you know, there's just no way that you can do this. Now, the people that they're going to pick out haven't had a chance. That one over here hadn't even had a chance to stand. He'd been standing there, and I told him, he said, I haven't even got there, brother, and I've been working with you almost every day on this television over here. And I'm going to try to get him in over there, too. And a few more that hadn't got in there, and we're going to get over in here. And then, you know, there's just no way for you to say, well, who's going to go in there? So what month are we in, June? I tell you what, give me about seven people that's born, let's say between the 25th of May and the 7th of June. See, just like that, then there's no favorites, there's nothing. Just let those people go and let it be in God's hand. How many of you are with me with that? And when you get seven of them under that, those months, you just send those seven, let them tell you 25th of May to 7th of June, and you get them over there with those other people, and that's how we're going to do it tonight. And that way, nobody will run in this. I didn't get in, he didn't let me in, they didn't let me in, they didn't let me in. So that way, it is done that way tonight. And we got it there. How many of you are happy tonight? You say, praise the Lord. Great. You seek the Lord. Paul said, when I'm weak, brother. He said, I am strong. How many of you believe that? That's right. And you people tonight, you shout the victory. I'm behind you in prayer. Some of you have been writing me, sending me notes, giving of your finances, helping me in every way. God's taking note of that. I make sure that he takes note of that. We're in the last era of time at any time. What you do for God is the storehouse. Whatever you on this earth you do, the only thing that's going to count is the storehouse up there that you got up there. That's exactly right. Everything's going to vanish. Well, anyway, I appreciate every one of you that's got in behind me and helped me. And more of you when you get it, I know you're going to do that. But I appreciate it. And I'm not letting you down in prayer. You say you don't feel it. You wait around a while. You run into something. Amen. God is out there. Some is short term and some is long term. And some it's according to the cycle of your life or the way that he moves at different times. Sometimes this one will move faster. And then he'll be slower, and that one will move faster, and this will be slower. I just watch him. I watch him in prayer line and everything else. And you come down here tonight, and you whatever, and shout the victory, because I'm going to pray for those people right over here in the veil. And God love every one of you now. And you witness, he said, that was him. This message was God. And it was just a little old thing that I read off here. I generally, you know, preach different than that. And there, down the line, be ye my witnesses, saith the Lord. Amen.